November the 18th. You are a rock garden locked, a spring sealed up. Song of Solomon 4:12. In this metaphor, which has reference to the inner life of a believer, we have very plainly the idea of secrecy. It is an enclosed, sealed up spring. There were springs in the east over which a structure was built, so that no one could reach them except those who knew the secret entrance. This is the same way with the heart of a believer, when it is renewed by grace. There is a mysterious life within that no human skill can touch. It is a secret that no one else knows, and even the very person who possesses it is not able to explain it to his neighbor. The text includes not only secrecy, but also separation. It's not the common spring of which everyone who passes by may drink, but it is one kept and preserved from all others. It is a fountain that bears a specific mark, a king's royal seal, so that all can see that it is not a common fountain, but a fountain owned by someone and placed specifically by itself alone. It's the same way with the spiritual life. The chosen of God were separated in the eternal decree. They were separated by God in the day of redemption, and they are separated by the possession of a life that others do not have. It's now impossible for them to feel at home with the world or to delight in its pleasures. There is also the idea of sacredness. The enclosed spring is preserved for the use of some special person, and this is how it is with the Christian's heart. It's a spring kept for Jesus. Every Christian should feel that he has God's seal upon him, and he should be able to say with Paul, "From now on let no one cause trouble for me, for I bear on my body the brand marks of Jesus." Galatians 6:17. The idea of security is also evident in our text. How sure and safe is the inner life of the believer? If all the powers of earth and hell would combine against it, that immortal principle would still exist, for he who gave it pledged his life for its preservation. Who is there to harm you, 1 Peter 3:13, when God is your protector?